Chinese mainland reported 62 new local COVID-19 infections yesterday. 40 of them were detected in Jiangsu, 9 in Hunan, 3 each in Beijing, Shandong, Henan, and Yunnan, and 1 in Hubei. Beijing's decided to cancel large-scale exhibitions and events scheduled this month. Public places such as parks, cinemas, and libraries will limit the number of visitors and implement staggered shifts in reservation systems. The first round of citywide COVID-19 testing in Zhengzhou has been completed. Over 11 million samples were collected as of Wednesday afternoon, and 99 confirmed and asymptomatic cases have been reported. China's upgraded measures to contain the COVID resurgence as the highly contagious Delta variant spread to several provinces and regions. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows that global COVID-19 cases have surpassed 200 million, including over 4.2 million deaths. The United States has reported more than 35 million cases, which is the highest count around the world, and accounts for 18% of global cases. It's recorded over 610,000 deaths, also the largest number in the world. India reported the second largest caseload worldwide, followed by Brazil. The global caseload reached 100 million back in January. A poll shows that U.S. public views on President Joe Biden's handling of COVID-19 and the U.S. economy have declined. The CNBC All-American Economic Survey shows that Biden's approval rating on the handling of the coronavirus fell 9 points to 53%. On dealing with the economy, the U.S. president's approval rating dropped 2 points to 42%. Myanmar has approved the appointment of Brunei's Haji Ariwan as special envoy of ASEAN to Myanmar. The announcement was made in a joint communique of the latest ASEAN foreign ministers meeting released on Wednesday. The decision to appoint a special envoy of ASEAN to Myanmar was agreed upon by leaders in their meeting that was held in late April. The special envoy will be tasked with facilitating a dialogue process involving all parties. At the Tokyo Olympics, China's pace in the medal hunt slowed down on Wednesday, but the country still tops the table with 32 golds. The only medal for Team China came from women's duet artistic swimming, as Huang Shui-chen and Sun Wen-yan won their second Olympic silver. Russian Olympic Committee duo Svetlana Romashina and Svetlana Kolsinchenko claimed the gold medal in the event. China still stands a chance for gold in the coming days as its ever-victorious table tennis players booked a final slot in both the men's and women's team events. A symposium has been held to discuss the significance of a TV program focused on the history of the Communist Party of China. The 24-episode production reveals how the parties rallied and led the Chinese people over the past century to change the destiny of the nation. It's attracted over 1.3 billion views over the past 2 months.